the greatest teacher in the world, the only one who presents the truth, our pastor and overseer, the great Israel Abel Hawkins. Praise God.
Shalom, everyone.
Let's go.
Hey, gentlemen, you may be seated. Yahweh is very thankful for that. If y'all remember where I left off last week, no one remembers. Okay. This thing that was given, the announcement by the great Kohan Michael Sheets Hawkins about the teachers out there. Now this is really remarkable what is taking place. We've been teaching groups, of course, of people for years, and I was told just now that those groups have amounted up into thousands, and those thousands are teaching groups of people, and so it's spreading. And this is of course men and women. If you could have heard the women this morning on, I think they call it streaming, where we're going out on computer. Now, you can't get this on the Prophetic Word Show, but you'll hear me now talking about it on the Prophetic Word Show, but you'll need to know how to pick us up on your computer in order to get what we're talking about the groups, the different groups, the men and the women that are teaching live. And from what I understand, it's more than just on Sabbath morning, too. It's throughout the week. But also, you can pick up the Prophetic Word on your computer if you know how. But to get in touch with us, and we'll show you how to do it if you don't know how to do it. It's very encouraging to see what's taking place. If you can remember the Nora and the work, the great work there that Yahshua started that didn't bring any salvation or anything like that, but it set a lot of people up for salvation, of course, that you will attend to and make sure that they come on through and are blessed with such and a job in the kingdom. But it started a work that the spreading the truth, as the great Kohan that just spoke, brought spreading the truth in a mist of world of lies that is going forth. If you think about the Catholicism and Christianity, it's nothing but a bunch of lies, just a group of lies, and one lie after another, and falsehoods that are taking place throughout the world. But of course, he's real popular in what he's doing, but that popularity has nothing to do with the salvation that Yahweh is offering right now. And of course, you have to read the Holy Scriptures to find out who Yahweh offers salvation to, what they have to do to get it. It's never changed from the beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelations. In fact, the last chapter of Revelation says, "Blessed are those who keep his laws, that they may have right to the tree of life." They have no right to the tree of life unless they keep his laws. And, of course, one of the things of keeping his laws is going to his house. That's the main law, is going to his house to learn. And if they go to his house and keep his appointments, keep their appointments with Yahweh, then Yahweh sets them apart instruments that he will use, because they're coming there to learn. And if they keep coming there to learn, then he will train them for a job, no matter how bright or brilliant or whatever, just so you don't turn, just so you endure coming, keeping your appointments with Yahweh. And what we're seeing right now in the world is a great deal of prophecy taking place. Message right here, I wrote a letter to this Justin Bieber. It's either Bieber or Biber. If you were Oki, you would pronounce it Bieber. Yes, that's the way the Okies were trained. That's the way I was trained with the alphabet. Now, I'm thinking we should train our children this way too. The Oki alphabet, the Oki pronunciations, along with what has evolved. Everything is evolving, you know. That's what Pope was talking about this week. You know, abortion is a throwaway of the old world. Well, it hadn't been thrown away, as far as I know. It's still very active in America and throughout the whole world today. But anyway, Israel Hawkins writes open letter to Justin Bieber and offers a peaceful solution to the problems. In the newspapers, there's already been 36,363 newspapers carrying that in the United States, and it's going globally too. They're picking it up globally, so I guess the boy is well known throughout the world, or a lot of it. The Kansas City Star was one of those that are living in Kansas City. If you'd get that and read it, and also Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and North Carolina, that's just a few, just some that is running that article today. 36,363 altogether, but that's a few close here that some would recognize and have people there. The prophecies that we're seeing a firmament that's totally out of control now. you see the firmament trying to correct itself in order to obey the laws that Yahweh set in motion in the beginning. They are governed by law, and science knows that. And I brought it out in the recent book called Global Warming. We should have called that Global Extreme or Firmament Firmament Out of Control or something like that. I've been wanting to bring a sermon on global warming and about to freeze up here every weekend, and just didn't seem to be a proper time for it at this time. Maybe next summer we'll get back to that. The extremes that we're seeing is, of course, the firmament is supposed to be keeping all of this leveled out and a healthy environment for mankind. And of course, what is taking place due to the teachings of the Catholic Church, she is the ones that brought this about. And from her, as Jeremiah 23 says, because she started with the elders of Israel, and then the Pharisees, Sadducees, Essenes, and Herodians, and then they moved to Rome, the seven hills of Rome, and where they could worship all their gods without somebody coming to them and saying, it's not right what you're doing. And of course, they came there to Rome to preach like the disciples did. They killed them or put them in prison. And of course, 11 of the 12 disciples, we have records, Fox's Book of Martyrs. I didn't write the book, but it's there for everyone to see. We have records, history showing 11 of the 12 disciples were murdered, most of them in Rome. If you think about it right now, what we're seeing in the droughts alone right now. Now that is getting people's attention right now. It should have got their attention. The billions of babies being born with tumors in their brain. One of the articles I noticed this morning that was handed me. I noticed the diseases that the babies are born with now. One of them is called a general confusion. Now these are symptoms of fornication, adultery, bestiality, and the most widespreading action, of course, of the STDs that doesn't stay with the sodomites, but it spreads out to the world. And each action, of course, as one of our deacons brought out, demands a reaction. It causes a reaction. And, of course, this sodomy, as science has been putting articles out a lot, they show that the acts of sodomy is causing in the bodies of the sodomites and also spreading out to the rest of the world where the people are getting it from all directions, even the hospitals. And, of course, it's getting into the babies that are being born now, has been now for several years. In this generation, it picked up greatly, the most ever. And it's causing, they're calling some of it tumors of the brain, but then they have some other words that they are referring to, trying to describe it in detail, exactly what takes place from the father and mother to the child, and then the child developing this thing in his brain and goes into confusion and starts doing things that you wouldn't believe a grown person would do, a person that you know, and you see him or her start acting in an irrational manner, saying things that is totally off the wall. But this is what's taking place, and shows it in this article, general confusion. Of the birth defects that you're actually born with, but it doesn't affect you till a certain drama takes place in your life, and then your brain goes out of control, and of course this causes the person to do a lot of things that he wouldn't do. That's the reason I wrote the letter to Justin Bieber, because of the fact that the judges that is judging this man is as guilty as is more guilty than he is, because they're doing nothing to help the boy. All they can think about is punishing him for something that they created themselves, that the Catholic Church created, passed the laws to legalize it so it would actually be legal to do the things to this boy that screwed his mind up. Him and billions of other children, billions. Right now, they're carrying things in their brain that could cause them to go crazy at any time. Some of them start shooting, knifing, killing people around them, up close to them, killing their friends. These things are taking place right now. And of course, prophecy shows, way back in the beginning, it showed, if you do these things, you're going to run into confusion. Your minds are going to be screwed up. Your children's minds are going to be screwed up. That's what the prophecies show. And of course, people did it anyway. But now we're getting some attention now on the severe droughts. There was one man standing in a deep lake on dry ground in California, one of their biggest lakes, and he said, "There should be 100 feet of water or more over my head right now." But he is standing on dry ground. And of course, they know that they're in trouble now. If rains doesn't come, now the firmament might get straightened out for a little bit and send some rain. I don't know. It's working hard to do so. It's got a high pressure system that's 4 miles high, 2,000 miles long, trying to correct what we have done with those four sexually transmitted diseases, actions, what we've done with those. It's trying to straighten out right now with that high pressure system. Now, will it be able to do it this time? They're saying that we just got through with a long drought, and they thought the firmament had straightened itself out, and then here comes another one. Well, how long will it last, they say? Well, they don't know. They don't have answers for this. Lake Mead, if you're familiar with that lake, it's a huge lake that feeds a lot of California. California gets water from there, too. But Las Vegas, the famous Las Vegas, and without Lake Mead, there'd be no Las Vegas. I guarantee you, they won't be able to live in that country. a few ruffians might, but certainly the city is going to move if Lake Mead runs out, and one of their main sources is already sticking up out of the water. It can't get water, so they're trying to drill some deeper ones now to take its place, and that's a rush to try to use up what little water is coming down. But they're in trouble, big trouble. I don't like the trouble that they're having to suffer, but Yahweh has told them, if you do these things. Now, of course, with us, we know that Yahweh has called us out of this world, and we can see that we're building a kingdom, that there is going to be a kingdom that'll be in unity with Yahweh, that will not be bringing the suffering on the world. We are pretty safe here, and of course, America has been kept that way for years. If you were in some of these places that are having wars right now, which there's several, we haven't accomplished any goals other than get our oil back and the sale of our oil back to us. We haven't brought peace to these countries like Afghanistan and Iraq and Syria. Syria's in big time trouble. But if you'll read about the refugees that's coming from that country and what the people that are dying trying to get to a safe place. And you see places like Italy. it's almost a laugh. And the Pope out here saying, you got to show love. And you see the refugees lined up naked with armed guards and spraying all of these naked people. They're spraying them down out in the public and people collapsing on the ground, and the big, strong, super pope, as he wants to call himself, saying, we need to do more to help these refugees that's trying to come to Italy for protection. Yeah, it's a laugh. It's a joke, like all the rest of the Catholic Church and its lies. Pope Francis, superhero, street art disappears. Roman police early Thursday morning scrubbed the wall near the Vatican, that's a lie, is on paper. It was printed by artists, painted by artists. It looks like artist's work. You'd have to be a fool to even believe the stuff that they put out. They didn't have to scrub the walls. All they had to do is take the painting down. A super pope, where a super pope had been displayed, showing Francis as Superman in flight and clutching his black, I call it a bag of tricks. You know, the fox with the bag of tricks. His plans to straighten out the world. Pope Francis, rocket star, superhero. Francis continued his seemingly unstoppable momentum as a cool pope this week with an appearance on the cover of Rolling Stone, which came a month after he was named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. The Pope continues to, the people continue to adore Pope Francis. Also appearing this week was a graffiti piece on a Vatican wall by Vatican artist. Vatican artist depicting him as a superhero, the super pope. In typical superhero fashion, Francis' right fist is thrust in the air, leading him in flight, while his left clutches the black bag of tricks. The Vatican Communications Office approved the image and tweeted a photo of it. I think that's all I want to read out of that. I want to show you the picture, though. In the paper. They went to a lot of trouble to put this up. And, of course, it's, like I say, it's a fake. It wasn't graffiti. You've seen graffiti. I don't know if you see that, but he's flying through the air like Santa Claus, but he forgot his reindeers. More lies to come after that. Just last month, the Pope was named Time Person of the Year. Rolling Stones, that's the same news. Well, of course, they didn't know it, but, you know, in 96 A.D., this was written about, of course, and his popularity. But I want you to turn over first to Sophonia, the first chapter. Sophonia 1, because we're in this time period right here, and it's... It's got their attention here just a little bit. It's going to get their attention even more big time because Yeshua showed that men's hearts are going to be failing them from what they're seeing coming. And it's bad now, but, you know, it won't get really bad until, you know, things break down to where it's like it's described right here in the first chapter of Zephaniah. If you'll look at verse 14, it talks about the great day of Yahweh near. Now, this is a day, of course, the great day of Yahweh is the finishing of his work where he proves to mankind, as he's doing right now, what your sins are bringing. Who would have thought that fornication or adultery or bestiality or sodomy are those four together would bring droughts, would bring famine to the earth, bring confusion, so much confusion that even the leaders can't make sensible decisions. They can't even solve a problem that's going on in the tiny land of Israel, but they want to solve the problems of the world. It's like the Superman, you know. Super? Well, what's he doing besides putting on a show in his Santa Claus suit? Well, the great day of Yahweh is the finishing, of course, of his work, where the kingdoms will actually be given to you. After they destroy the works of their own hands, they destroy what they have set up with their sins, then the kingdoms are going to be taken from them and given to you. At that time, you will have your subconscious minds, and of course, if you know anything about the studies that goes on or has come across on the subconscious mind, they claim that the average person only uses about 1% of his brain power. That's the average person. People who are presidents or world leaders, things like that, they say use up from 10 to 15% of their brain power. Now, that's just the normal brain power that you function with daily, of course. But you think about it, Yahweh gave you your mind, which is could be super. The Pope don't have it. He's a clown. He's trained in making people like him. It has nothing to do with righteousness. It just makes people think that everything's going to be all right now. Do you know how many times the Catholic Church has been reformed? Have you ever looked up that in history? You see, well, this Pope says we got to reform the Catholic Church. Now, this one over here does too, and he winds up killing, murdering millions of people. And another one's got to reform the church, well, because another split came. That's the reason you have Catholics, of course, in Egypt. It started in Egypt. You have Catholics there. You have Catholics in Russia. They all come from the same pod, but they couldn't get along with one another. They have all these internal problems. And, of course, they split. And the ones in Russia say, no, we don't want to pay tribute to Caesar. You have your own money. We're going to keep ours here in Russia. Same thing in Egypt. They can't get together on how much money they divide or bring to Rome, and Rome's insisting on getting it all. Well, they're all the same way. They're all greedy. But if you look, there's the Coptics. That was the original Catholics, Coptic religion. They still call themselves popes. That is their leaders. But they're eat up from within with greed and of course, lust and the diseases that come with it. But Yahweh, in showing Eob, if you can remember that, and he said, Eob, just do what I tell you to do. There's no way you're strong enough, Eob. I know you're pretty smart and you think you are, but you can't put hooks in the jaws of Leviathan and turn him around. I'm the only one that can do that, he said. So he's plans to turn Leviathan around. And of course, the first thing to do is let him kill himself, destroy himself, consume himself with his sins. And then we'll mop up the pieces and we'll have this for an ever, forever history to show. We'll have it in our lessons to show throughout the universe to the beings throughout the universe. We've got a job ahead of us, an ever-ending job ahead of us. And the tree is growing. You know, this is not all of it. This is not all of our helpers right here. And that's the reason I was so tickled to see how it's snowballing now, you know. And we got not only Nora, the Samaritan gossiper, but we got these gossipers all throughout the land now saying, hey, Yahweh's the way to go. one of the businessmen was wanting to take. They didn't have an English Book of Yahweh or King James Bible or anything like that, but they had it in their own language. And of course, one of their gods was used in the place of Yahweh. Well, now it seems like he's got the book translated somewhat, the Book of Yahweh. That is, he's replaced the names, took that name out, and he wants it in his country where there's none at this time. But now it's going out, fixing to go out, the Book of Yahweh. So we're, Yahweh is making moves globally. Praise Yahweh. Well, the day of Yahweh, the finishing of it, is near. When the seventh Moloch speaks, which that's what we are doing right now, we're taking this message to the world, finishing Yahweh's work. That day is at hand, day of wrath, verse 15, among the nations, a day of trouble, distress, a day of wastingness, and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, and a day of clouds and thick darkness. Now, that's what it's coming down to. As Revelations 10, Matthew 24, Isaiah, it's all coming down to that, the day when they consume themselves in their wars. A day of trumpets, of course, and that's what we're doing, the sounding of the alarm right now, as Matthew 24:14 shows. That's us. That's the two witnesses' work in these last days. Men, verse 17, will bring such distress upon themselves that they will walk like blind men because of their sins. Do you see that? Because of their sins. It's hard to get people to understand that our sins and the things that we have created in our bodies, the STDs, now we can see that they're going into the plants. We can see that they're in the soil. We can see they're affecting the trees, the grass, the animals that we raise for food. It's affecting all of this. And now to add to that, we got drought because it's affecting the firmament too. The bacteria that we know, microorganisms that we know that cause the raindrops to form, then fall on the earth, are being affected by STDs. And it seems like they're overwhelming now in these last days when everyone is sinning. It's overwhelming the atmosphere to where it can't do its job. And they're standing in their dry lakes looking up and wondering, when is it going to rain? Well, when are you going to stop sinning and causing the droughts? Well, Yahweh's plan is to put hooks in Leviathan's jaws, turn this thing around, and his plan is at about the finish line. It all takes place at the time when man will consume himself, destroy himself, a dime of wastefulness, destruction, which is coming very close at hand right now. We're in the last generation. We can see all of these things, as Matthew 24:33-34 says. We can see all these things, and Yahshua said, when you see these things, know that the end is near. All of these things are going to take place in that generation, he said. So we're in the last part of the last generation given to mankind. When sins are at their peak and they're affecting everything around us. I know you feel safe right here. I would that you'd start remembering Praise Yahweh. Don't forget the misery that's going on in this world. It's going on in America, too, but it's going on worse where the wars hit. But the wars are going to hit here, too. Yahweh shows that it is. Men will bring such distress upon themselves that they will walk like blind men. Can't make a sensible decision at all. And the Pope is straightening out the world with graffiti. With graffiti of himself flying like Superman. What he should have been was an actor in Hollywood. What has he done to help in any way? Nothing. The only thing he's trying to do is get people back in the Catholic Church to support the Catholic Church to take over the world. They need the support among the nations. And of course, that's his job. But as far as bringing peace, there's nothing there that would even get near the thought. Because they have sinned. Their sins have brought this. That's what he shows in Revelation 18 when he's talking about the Vatican that sits on the seven hills, the universal church that worships all the gods. I was reading an article this week. The Pope, in the days of certain gods, he wears certain hats. One of them was the fish hat, of course. I think we have that. I think I have it in the Mark of the Beast. And I think we put it in another one, too. But the fish hat. This fish hat is a monster. You know, if you know anything about the fish that it represents. Dagon, he was worshipped in Egypt, of course, and still is. But he's a killer. And, of course, this Superman with his fist out, you know, to fight, he's a killer. Kills all of his enemies. Well, it looks to me like he's trying to show us what's going to take place here in a roundabout way, or at least show the Catholic people who probably understand that sign and what he actually means. But they're going to take over and reestablish, they think, the so-called Holy Roman Empire to where they have full say. And the people either fall in line or they kill them, one of the two. But all who fail to keep Yahweh's laws will be consumed. Did you get that? All who fail to keep Yahweh's laws will be consumed, no doubt about it. By the fire, an end of sudden, a sudden end will they bring upon themselves all those who live who fail to keep Yahweh's laws. Now that is the judgment, and that's the way it's taking place. If you look over to Yahshua's words now, he talks about this very thing in Luke, the 21st chapter. We read this a few years ago when the signs started coming, and the first sign came, and I said, this is going to start now, and I brought the sermon out showing we need to start watching the sky. But in Luke 21, in verse 25, he says, "And there will be signs in the sun and in the moon, we're seeing those now, and in the stars and on the earth now, on the earth distress." Distress among the nations, and that's what we're seeing, distress among the nations at this time. In their perplexities, yes, very much perplexity, at the roaring of the surge of the sea. Well, if you hold your place right there, hold that place, look at the word sea here, and turn to Revelation 17. Yahshua, the way he talked to show us things, you have to know the Bible. It has to be in your brain totally. And then he shows you things not from a word whispered in your mind like the Pope said. You know, the Pope puts a lot of things in people's minds right now. He's doing that. This psychology, it's very powerful that the Catholic Church is using to maneuver people and make them do things that they wouldn't ordinarily do, a radical thing. But here a while back, I brought you what he was talking about, listening to this whisper in your mind or the little thought in your mind. And, of course, people take that as if Yahweh is talking to them. No, Yahweh talks to you. How does he talk to you? He talks to you through his prophet. What does the Scripture tell you? Listen to the Scriptures and obey the Scriptures. And in the last days, the one sent will talk to you, bringing you Yahweh's words. You can't listen to voices in your head, you know, with the confusion that is going on today. That voice in your head will have you doing cuckoo things that will get you in trouble, that you'll be causing trouble for other people. You can't do that. You've got to take the Bible, take the book of Yahweh for what it tells you, exactly what it tells you. Pay attention to what the prophets, you're a fool if you don't believe what the prophets have told you. And then come to the house where Yahweh, let Yahweh teach you through the one sent. And don't go off on your own in a tangent. Well, now we were in Luke, chapter 21 and verse 26, and the word see. You see that word see, S-E-A. If you look over now to chapter 17 of Revelations, chapter 17 of Revelations, and verse 15, here's what he's speaking of. And he said to me, the waters which you saw, where this whore sits. The waters which you saw, where this whore sits. The whore is the Roman Catholic Church who follows the gods. She went whoring after the gods. That's what the prophet Yukishka said. They went whoring. They left Yahweh. They started sinning. That took them away from Yahweh and made them the subject of God worship. That's what God worship is. It's leaving Yahweh and turning to sin. Any sin is God worship. Yahweh does not sin. You don't make yourselves in the image of Yahweh by following any sin. No matter how small it is, it's sin and it cuts you off from Yahweh and classifies you as one belonging to Satan or the God. But the waters, the sea that you saw, it where the whore sits, that is, where she judges. That word sits there is judges. It's the same word it uses to describe Yeshua's position today, who sits at the right hand of Yahweh. He sits at the right hand. He judges. All judgment is given to the Son of Man. Yeshua qualified. He is the Son of Man, and he qualified, and now he sits at the side of Yahweh, the right hand of Yahweh, judging. Who's he judging? He's the high priest over the house of Yahweh. He's not judging the world. He knows what the world is going to do. That's already lined out in prophecy, what they're going to do to bring about their end, to bring about the end of the Leviathan that can't be turned around in any other way. The universe is filled with sin. Yahweh says he talks to the gods, and he tells them, you should have been doing this or that. He counts, he sets in their council and tells them. So now he has this plan. From the beginning, he has this plan to turn the gods around. And you're part of that plan. You're the finishing touch of the kingdom that he is making. The finishing touch is bringing you into unity with him. That's right. You don't have to do anything else. Just stay in the house. Keep coming to his, to keep your appointments with Yahweh. He will keep putting this, training your mind to where he'll bring you totally to perfection. That perfection, perfection is unity with Yahweh. Well, the waters you saw where the whore sits, where she's judging, the Pope, he's judging the world. That is the Vatican. The Pope is just a showpiece. The Vatican is judging the world, and they're telling the world what to do. I have a long list of pictures that I want to show you. We'll put it in a, I plan on putting it in the prophetic word or a newsletter to show you the world leaders and how each one of them go to the Pope, every one of them. You don't find them coming to the house of Yahweh. You will one day, but not now. But they go to the Pope and they get their orders, their plans. And of course, if you look at the Supreme Court, I think is, I do believe, the Supreme Justice, he's a Catholic. Then they have five other Catholics and three Jews, as they call them. On the Supreme Court. That's to make the decisions, to judge. Do you see how they're judging the earth? Okay, he's sitting where the whore sits is over the United States, of course. But notice the other languages there too. Nations, multitudes, and other languages besides the United States. It's not just the United States that has a Supreme Court, and the Pope himself admitted that what they're calling Jews is Catholics. He said our forefathers who took the name out of the Holy Scriptures, talking about the elders of Israel who became Pharisees, Sadducees, Essenes, and Herodians, who took the name Yahweh and Yahshua out of the Scriptures, he said, in respect to our fathers. Yahshua said, you admit that they are your teachers when you say this. And you say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have done this. And Yahshua said, you're lying. You're doing the same thing that your fathers were doing before you, persecuting the prophets, coming against Yahweh in your God worship. When the elders left Samuel, keep this in mind. When the elders left Samuel, Yahweh said, they have turned to the worship. They want to leave me so they can worship the gods. 1 Samuel 8. In the book of Genesis, Satan said, do this, and you'll know evil along with this righteousness that Yahweh has taught you. This will make you like the gods. Turn to sin in any way, and you won't be like Yahweh. You won't be made in his likeness anymore. Keep yourselves straight. Keep yourselves coming into unity with Yahweh. Well, back here now again in Luke. Here, this is the Savior's talking in this time period, and same thing we just read in Zephaniah. Look at verse 25. And there will be signs in the sun and in the moon, and the stars, and on earth distress among the nations in their perplexities. Yes, it's filled with perplexities right now. At the roaring and surging of the seas, that is, the roaring of the people. It's not the water, the waves, they roar all the time. Men's courage, we got put courage. If you look over to the left at the footnotes, you'll see it's their hearts failing them. It's going to get that bad. It is already. Then because of fear, and because of the dread of those things which are coming on the earth, For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then will appear the sign of the, then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with power and great glory. So when these things begin to come to pass, look up, lift up your heads, be strong, be faithful. Be strong and be faithful. Lift up your heads and rejoice, rejoice. Show joy to Yahweh as you're doing now. Just keep it up, because your redemption is drawing near. Your redemption. Look on down to verse 31. So you, in the same way, when you see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of Yahweh, that's you, the kingdom of Yahweh is near at hand. When he says near at hand, he means near to taking over what is shown in Daniel, that we will be taking over. I'd like to show you a film of this drought right quick before I continue. You have that. Okay, let's play it.
California officials are giving dire warnings this morning about the state's drought. Rain and snow are in the forecast this weekend, but that offers very little relief. Governor Jerry Brown is telling people to rethink the way they use water now and in the future. As Ben Tracy reports, dry conditions are critical and getting worse.
When Frank Gerke took the monthly snowpack sample in the Sierra Nevada mountains Thursday, the pole position was pathetic. The snowpack is just 12% of normal.
We're not getting those storms to come through. And, you know, without that runoff, the reservoirs are not going to refill.
Reservoirs such as Nevada's Lake Mead. That white line is where the water used to be. Lake Mead has lost 4 trillion gallons since 2000. How critical a point are we at?
It's a pretty critical point. This isn't the typical drought that we've been through so many times.
90% of Las Vegas's water comes from Lake Mead, and it stores water for California and Arizona.
The drought that has caused this bathtub ring here in Lake Mead began 14 years ago, and increasingly scientists believe we may be in the middle of a mega drought, meaning it could last another decade.
90% of California is now in severe or extreme drought. State officials say 17 rural communities could run out of water within 4 months. The drought is expected to cost the state's agricultural industry $5 billion in lost revenue this year.
This drought is a big wake-up call.
Governor Jerry Brown had to resort to giving this advice in Los Angeles.
Don't flush more than you have to. Don't shower longer than you need to.
The first rain in nearly 2 months fell in parts of California this week, but it's a drop in the drought bucket. Scientists say California hasn't been this dry since the year 1580. For CBS This Morning, Ben Tracy, Los Angeles.
Praise Yahweh. We're getting, can you hear me? We're getting their attention now. Yahweh is getting their attention. Now, peace talks with Curry. The United States Secretary of State, John Curry, is due to report to the quartet, comprised of the United States, the European Union, Russia, and the United Nations, the Middle East, about progress in Israel and Palestinian talks. Now, if you go over to Revelation 6, with the famine that we've got, not just coming, it's here, it's global. But in Revelation 6, if you'll go to look at verse 1, here we see the quartet. And of course, the quartet came down from the four beasts. The four beasts were never destroyed. They just took a lesser seat while the one with the Roman Catholic Church moved forward and grew and became the one who actually overpowered the nations and brought Christianity into existence by fear of being killed. That's the only way they could get these lies and get people to believe in or following the Catholic Church. There's nothing there to prove that they are living by the laws of Yahweh or living by the mouth of the prophets, by the mouth of Yahweh. There's nothing there at all. But by fear, by crusades, by inquisitions, they had their people turning everyone in, offering them wealth when they found a family that was actually celebrating the Sabbath and or doing anything. They even owning a menorah or lighting a candle and before sunset and letting it burn in the sunset. These people were arrested. They weren't house of Yahweh by any means, but they were a work that was started by a woman named Nora and spread throughout the land. And of course, those people were hated by the Catholic Church, and they were still hated, and they were trying to wipe them out. Now, these nations that have resisted, they have come up with their own God worship, and of course, they want to keep the people following them. So, but they also wanted to become strong enough to where the Catholic Church could not kill them. Well, of course, now there's a scheme with the use of the nuclear bombs and the nations that stand on her part, which is the quartet. They stand on the part of the Pope. They've already been to see the Pope. There's, you know, if you look, the people have seen, come to see the Pope. They get their orders from the Pope, that is, from the Vatican, while they're coming to see the Pope. The orders, nothing recorded, nothing on the phone, nothing that you could get your ears into, but the Vatican is the one that's leading the world as the scriptures show. Well, here we see this in scripture, and we see he says, and I saw when the Lamb had opened one of the seals. The Lamb, that's Yahshua. He opens a seal to who? Daniel showed you this in the last days. Daniel said, close the books. Yahweh said, close the books and seal up the prophecies until the time of the end. And Daniel said, and I looked and I saw two witnesses. Then Revelations 11 shows, he says, then I will give authority to my two witnesses. Isaiah 44 says, let them foretell them. So the Lamb, being the high priest over the house of Yahweh, as Hebrews 10 shows, opens the seal where we can see in the house of Yahweh, where we can see what is taking place and what's going to take place. Now, you couldn't change any of this, not one way or the other. Yahweh's the one that's got the plan. The plan is being carried out, a big plan to bring this about. What he's doing with you right now is trying to train you to be in unity with him where you'll never allow this to take place again. There's no way you or Eob could turn Leviathan around. But you can become a part of the team that will prevent the Leviathan from ever living again. You see? Isn't that beautiful? That team, the kingdom of Yahweh, that's what the house of Yahweh is. That's what it's referred to, the kingdom of Yahweh. That's you right now. You're part of the kingdom of Yahweh. And you will be throughout all eternity unless you turn and leave the one sent. It's that simple. Just come against the one sent. That's all you have to do, and you're out. You need to repent if you are. You need to repent. Get yourself back in. Get to struggling to overcome and be in unity. Now, if you become in unity with Yahweh, then you become part of this permanent kingdom that will prevent this struggling, this destruction that we see taking place right now, that it's got the world's attention. It's going to get it better than this. You're going to see this destruction come big time and it's right at our front door now. The things that we're seeing here in America that is leading up to it, of course, they're getting ready for it too. I told you about the radiation shots to keep the to protect them, because they ordered millions of these things, billions of them. Well, this is for a purpose. They know that this is coming. They know that it's near. I know, because the Scripture shows it in the Scriptures. The knowledge was increased just in time, just in this generation. Remember that. The knowledge that Daniel said would be increased came 1934, started in 1934, the year of my birth. And that knowledge has brought about what we see here today. Well, it's also brought the kingdom of Yahweh about what we see here today. And you're part of it. Remain. He who endures, I'll make a pillow in my house, Yeshua said. I love you. Yahweh bless you.